Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn, and for all things Chamber, you can simply go to DurangoBusiness.org. Here with Kelly DiGiacomo to talk about Men in Heels racing time. How are you?
I'm well, Jack. How are you?
You know, I'm doing good.
Good.
Yeah, no complaints.
No complaints. We got like rain coming from the sky.
It is.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, we're pre-recording this on Tuesday, and I couldn't believe driving out here, the rain that was just dumping. It was nice.
Yeah, it is nice.
I was going to go out and do my rain dance or maybe the rain shuffle. Because, you know, people have been asking me, yo, Llewellyn, you should do the Men in Heels. I'm like, between the, you know, the back surgeries and the hip and all that. No, but I am trying to get a team.
Oh, that would be great.
Because you're looking for more teams.
We are, yeah. So Men in Heels, this is our fifth year. Our fourth event, because we did have to sit out on the year of 2020, but I just can't believe the participation and the contribution from our community for a new event in Durango, one that is for an amazing cause, the Women's Resource Center, and then just the fun that all these teams are having.
Yeah. Well, and the competition. I mean, it's so fun to watch the guys getting ready and walking around. Some get all dressed up in their, you know, their skirts or their dresses or whatever, and they're duct taping the high heels on their feet.
They've really evolved in terms of how much freedom of expression they wanted to have with their team names, the themes, the costumes and the shoes. It's been really fun to watch this event evolve.
Yeah. So if you want to get a team together, you need four men.
Yes. You just need four runners. They don't necessarily have to work for your company. They just have to be men that are willing to represent your team
name. So I can
recruit
student athletes. Good to know.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've had a Fort Lewis team in the past. I don't know where those guys are.
Well, they're not here yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe not yet. but yes, we are still taking reservations, registration for teams.
Yep.
We've got, I believe, 9 or 10 teams out of the gate right now.
Oh, wow.
Several of them returning. Of course, you know, Classic Builders, one of our sponsors, Alpine Bank, who brought us this event. They've got a team again this year. Marcos Heating and Plumbing, they keep showing up year after year. But we'd love to see some new blood out there.
Absolutely.
New guys running. Some teams come out there for the fun of it and still can raise money.
Sure.
Other teams are there to win.
The competition.
Yeah, and that's fun to watch as well.
Well, all right, so what all, okay, you need four on a team. Do you have to bring your own shoes?
No, shoes are provided by the Women's Resource Center.
Gotcha.
Yep, we have a little station right outside the race where the gentlemen can get dressed, they can get prepped, they can get their shoes strapped on if they feel more comfortable with that.
Awesome.
If you're somebody that rolls with your own high heel shoes,
totally
fine. Just bring them. Any height is great.
Okay.
Some guys like go full-fledged
stiletto
heels.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But the majority of the shoes that the Women's Resource Center provides are like 1.5 to 2-inch heels.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And then registration. How much is it and how do you register?
Yeah. So the registration is free. But what we are asking is that teams are proactive with fundraising.
Okay.
And so there's opportunities for the teams to, once they get registered, they'll be featured on the Women's Resource Center website. And then you can truly like copy and paste that link and send it out to your network, your clients, patients, your friends, your family, just everybody.
Social media plaster.
Exactly. That can, you know, pledge on your team's behalf.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you just got to raise money and then show up. What date is it?
Yeah. So it's Tuesday, September 12th. The event is from 5:30 to 7:30.
Okay.
So if we're still talking teams, I believe that Julia wants the teams to get there about 30 minutes in advance just to make sure that, you know, shoes are on and ready
stretch
to roll.
Out a little.
Stretch out, yeah. and so it's on Tuesday, September 12th, 5:30 to 7:30. It's always a fun evening. We've got American, well, no, they're new now. They're Hutton. Hutton Broadcasting.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yep.
Got to be careful. 99X and The Point. They've got a new broadcasting team, but they will be out there broadcasting. We always have Jesse Kay on stage.
Yep. Yep. They'll be doing the MC stuff.
Yep. I'll be up there and just getting some excitement going in the crowd and the community.
And rally everyone. And this is all taking place on 2nd Avenue, right in front of 2nd Avenue Sports, kind of where the Women's Resource Center.
Yeah.
They'll shut off the street.
Exactly.
So,
yep.
You know, we'll get
we always
run
have
over.
Snacks and beverages. I know that Ska Brewing is planning on being there again. So there's some opportunity for folks to come out and have a little snack after work or bring your family down and watch the event unfold.
Yeah. And again, if you're interested in this, it's to raise money for the Women's Resource Center.
Correct.
So just showing up. And if you want to walk it, you don't have to be the, you know, Joe Blow competitor and think, I got to run in these heels.
Right.
It's about raising money for the Women's Resource Center, which is an amazing, amazing organization in our community.
Yeah. It's the Women's Resource Center has been just a staple in our community for 40 years now.
Wow.
And so the fundraising is pivotal so that we can keep our doors open, so we can serve women, girls, even some men in our community.
Sure.
So if you are interested in supporting the Women's Resource Center during the day of this event or outside of this event, just jump it onto our website, wrcdurango.org.
Mm-hmm.
You can get specific information about Men in Heels. You can register. And then you can also check out the other programs that they've got going on, other ways to support by being a member. There's a lot of ways that you can be of help to the Women's Resource Center.
And also you can go on the, wrcdurango.org. And you can even, if there's a team that you want to help support, you can say, all right, I'm going to contribute. I'm going to support the Women's Resource Center and just, contribute to one of them. And I know you'll know people on the teams the teams themselves.
Yeah, that's a great way to support. It's simple. But if you want to go a step further, no pun intended, get a team together. Find out, look at the list of teams that are listed on the Women's Resource Center page. And challenge one of the teams. You might see some rivals there. You might see some guys that you want to race on the street in your high heels. So that's a great way. And then, of course, Jack, always, another way to get involved is by being a sponsor.
Yeah.
And they're always looking for sponsors. There's many opportunities to get your name out there in the community.
Right.
Stand behind the Women's Resource Center. There's different levels that you can come in at.
Uh-huh.
And Julia, the new event coordinator over there is willing to work with you on that.
Yeah, she's on it. I was talking to her about getting this interview set up. Oh, she was, confirming with a phone call, confirming with an email. I'm like, wow, you're organized.
She's amazing. She's new to our community, her and her husband.
Yeah.
And I met with her about a month ago, and I was really impressed how she has taken the baton and just is not afraid to get in front of new faces.
And taking it and running with it.
Yeah, she feels very, yes, she's very passionate about the work that she's doing.
Yeah.
And it comes out in the way that she's interacting with community members so far.
And again, this is all happening. Give me the when, where, why again.
So September 12th, it's a Tuesday. It's at 5:30 to 7:30 on East 2nd Avenue in front of 2nd Avenue Sports, 2nd Avenue Deli. Two of our sponsors, the Women's Resource Center, is right there.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, we couldn't do this event without Alpine Bank. They brought us this event years ago.
Yeah.
Grand Junction has been doing this for 14 years, I believe. I got the opportunity the first year that we had this event to go down to Junction and see how it went.
Yeah.
And I was blown away with the participation from the community, how involved the teams get. And I feel like we're right where we need to be. We're following suit.
Well, and what a fun thing to do, it's just, again, Durango loves costumes.
Durangutangs
love dressing up.
Right.
And guys, if you're out there and you're wanting to compete, whether it's, to actually win the race or just to come and support Women's Resource Center, here's a wonderful opportunity to do it.
It is. You know what? That just gave me a great idea. We need a snowdown team.
Oh, there you
go. Why not pick the theme, which I believe is like hippies this year.
It's like hippies, yeah.
I'm not even sure if that's a theme. How is that a theme for Durango?
I don't know, but it apparently is.
Okay, it is.
Yeah, I was going to say 80s, but we already did that one. So it's peace, love, and snowdown. Yeah. That's the theme.
That's the theme. So anyway, we would love to have a snowdown team and come support another local community event in costume and promote snowdown.
Yeah, there you go.
Bring your peace and love and high heels.
Yes, peace, love, and high heels. I love it. And then also, it is a spectator sport.
It is.
So coming down, I know you guys have some tents set up kind of even in the parking lot area out in front of the Women's Resource Center and all the teams rallying to get going.
They are. We've got some great music playing and some fun emceeing. And I just, this event has, it's really become a staple in our community.
Yeah. And the Women's Resource Center, again, just helping women with a lot of different, whether it's starting a business or whether it's needing resources of any kind. They are there to help out. I know I've sent many women over there and just said, you know what? Come back and you can talk to me about, you know, writing your business plan or this or that, you know, with the businesses and with what the chamber does. But go talk to the Women's Resource Center first.
Absolutely.
Because there may be a mentor there that they hook you up with, and all of a sudden you're off and running with what they can offer.
That's exactly what the Women's Resource Center does, and it is. It's optimizing so many different resources for whoever you are, wherever you're at in your life. If you're needing some extra support, the Women's Resource Center can offer you that, whether it's monetary money or supplies.
Sure.
Up to people that are, you know, searching for new careers and needing a coach in their life to kind of get started. There's different pro bono opportunities if you are unfortunately going through a divorce or need child custody information.
Right.
And if the Women's Resource Center themselves can't help you, they will find the resource that can.
Yeah.
And I think that is what's, you know, why I've always felt that this organization stands out from other organizations.
Right.
Is it's not, no, sorry, we can't help you with that. It's let me see what I can do.
Sure.
And I'll circle back.
Yeah. And again, the just the amount of, just why it's in the name, the resources that they have to offer is amazing. And I've talked to a lot of people that have gone through different things and they've said, you know what, if it wasn't for WRC, I wouldn't have been able to make it happen. So
Absolutely.
It all takes money
yep.
to make this happen,
it
which
does.
Is why we're here talking about the Men in Heels
yeah.
race coming up on September 12th.
September 12th,
you can
Tuesday.
Tuesday night, and it's from 5:30 to 7:30.
Correct.
And you can contribute by having a team or go online at wrcdurango.org and you can contribute financially to one of the teams,
yep.
be a sponsor. Still time for that.
You can donate the day of by participating in purchasing something from one of the vendors there. Uh-huh. They have a donation bucket on site, so you can drop a 5 or a 10 or a 20.
Or 100.
So there's lots of different ways, or 100. To support the WRC and this event.
Yeah. So I hear you're helping MC it.
I am.
Yeah, I've heard that rumor.
Yeah. I can't get away from the WRC. I just, I never really wanted to begin with. But once I became, a mental health therapist, I thought I could do both jobs. And that was not possible.
Right.
So now I've got...
You're still helping. You're going to be the MC.
I am. And, you know, I've had a couple years now getting my feet wet with being a counselor, which I absolutely love.
Yep.
And it's allowed me to now come back with more creative space for the Women's Resource Center and the time again to give. So
now I have to point something out because during this interview, I'm looking down. You're not wearing any shoes. Do we need to get you some high heels?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, Kelly. What is this? Do we need to get you some high heels? Do I need to raise money to get?
Yeah,
please help.
Please, that'd be great.
Help the cause you need some shoes.
I had high heels on this morning, which I don't wear very often at all. Like, who does in Durango, right? They're a pair of wedges I've had for probably 20 years. And
did you have a blowout?
I had a blowout. I had a flat tire. I'm so embarrassed. And I have to, I have other appointments today as well. And it's raining, of course.
And it's raining. Well.
Yeah.
Well, your feet look good.
Thanks. Yeah, luckily I got my toes done yesterday.
All right, check it all out at wrcdurango.org. Get your team together coming up on the 12th of September from 5:30 to 7:30 on 2nd Avenue.
Yeah, it's a month from today. There's plenty of time to get a team together. There's plenty of time to become a sponsor and, you know, get a little promotion for your business, for your company. And like I said, Julia is willing to work with you if you have a creative idea and want to do something differently.
Yeah.
Bring it.
Bring it.
We're
all
open
right.
to ideas.
Okay, let's run across the to the mall and get you some shoes.
Okay.
All right, we're going to send it back to the studios. Check it all out, wrcdurango.org. You've been listening to Chamber Chat, and have a great day.
Thanks, Jack.